Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 28th of March. In 1971, US President Nixon simultaneously launched a universal tax on all imports into the United States and wage and price controls in the domestic economy. Prices were to be determined by the state. The policies were obviously contradictory and, in the end, were more than a little problematic. Businesses facing higher costs but unable to raise prices simply stopped supplying goods. And when farmers stopped supplying food, the controls collapsed and inflation soared. Reports in the media overnight suggest that US President Trump has told US auto companies that they should not raise prices in the wake of Trump's aggressive taxation of auto and auto part imports. Prices are in focus in the United States today with the release of the personal consumer expenditure deflator alongside consumer spending figures. Final March Michigan consumer sentiment data also includes consumer inflation expectations. What to make of all this? The PCE deflator is a focus for the Federal Reserve, and the details are going to be worth looking at now and in the coming months. The real damage of the Trump trade taxes is likely to be felt in second-round effects. US companies hiding behind tariffs to raise prices or retailers indulging in another round of profit-led inflation are the real risks. Some of those second-round effects may come in anticipation of trade taxes as well. Hence, the importance of looking at the details of the PCE deflator, especially around goods prices. Economics alone suggested that US inflation would slow further this year. What Trump's trade taxes are most likely to do is to prevent that decline in inflation rates. Consumer sentiment polls are not reliable indicators. Consumers are also absolutely no good at forecasting inflation or even knowing what inflation is in real time. However, even the most unreliable of data can sometimes be useful. Political partisanship makes the Michigan figures meaningless nowadays, but one of the early warning signs for problems arising from US government policy would be a shift in Republicans' views, both for overall sentiment and for inflation expectations. If Republican sentiment weakens or inflation expectations rise, that would suggest that economic reality is penetrating the partisan media bubble. That would be an economic red flag. It could also work on the Democrats too. Improving Democrat sentiment or falling Democrat inflation expectations would be a signal of less damage. But the bias is towards the downside at the moment, and so it seems unlikely that Democrat pessimism is going to turn about anytime soon. The United Kingdom published stronger economic data. Fourth quarter GDP was revised higher, and February retail sales were better than had been expected. There remaining ongoing concerns about data quality, but the better consumer numbers do seem more consistent with the realities of the UK economy today. French and Spanish preliminary March consumer price inflation figures are due. Spanish inflation is seen slowing, with French inflation not doing very much. These numbers are obviously not reflecting any EU trade taxes on US imports, though the inflation impact of EU taxes is likely to be less significant than is going to be felt in the United States. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.